We are up to Simen Kuf Nun Vav, and that's what we'll be doing today. Achar Kach. So after the someone davens and then goes to the Beis Medrash, after that, Yelech La'asokov. He should go to work. The Chol Torah Sheni Mamalacha Sofa Betela V'Goreris Avon, because any Torah that doesn't have work with it is going to end up not being anymore and is going to cause sin. Because when a person is poor, desperately poor, you never know what he'll get up to. Nevertheless, his work should not be the ikur. The ikur is his learning. If his learning is the ikur and the work is only for the sake of a parnasa, but it is tuffel to his learning, his life is centered around his learning and his ruchnias, and the work is only for the sake of enabling him to fulfill his ruchnias, so then both of them will be miskayim, otherwise not. There's a bir halachi here that deals with the issue of one learning and not going to work altogether, and he says that there are individuals that can manage to do that, but most people cannot. They simply can't survive. But anyone that can, that's a wonderful thing. And he brings the Rambam in, at the end of Sefer Zeroim, where the Rambam says, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. It's not only Shevet Levi that Klal Yisrael had to support, but anyone that wants to push away the ol of earning a parnasa, the ol of all Gashmias things, and accept the ol of Torah and Ruchnias, then the community has the obligation to support him. And the Bir Halacha says, certainly if someone can find someone who's willing to finance his learning, then he certainly should not be working and should instead be learning. Going further, the yisa v'yitein be'emuna, and a person should do business with integrity. The halacha of making sure that one does business in accordance with all of Choshen Mishpat, with all of the halachas of what's right and not. The Magen Avraham here is marich with all sorts of different halachas that come up through the course of living life within society that one may have overlooked and are generally not brought down elsewhere in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down a lot of that. So let's go through the list. He brings several lots of mitzvahs. The first one is lidovek b'chachamim, the mitzvah of doing business with and marrying into a family of Tamidei Chachamim. It is the mitzvah of Uvo Sidbak, and the Chazal ask, how do you connect yourself to Hashem? He's Eish Ochla Eish, and it answers to be Mizdabik B'Chachamim. In this way, your connection to Ruchnius is going to be greater. The next is the mitzvah of Avas Reim, of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, and the essence of that mitzvah is to make sure that you're sensitive to other people and not do anything that you know they wouldn't like. Don't do things that annoy people. Don't do things that harm people in any way whatsoever. The same way you wouldn't want anyone to do anything that disturbs you, don't do that to somebody else. After that, Avas Ager, a special mitzvah of really putting yourself out for a ger. The next one is the Isser of Sinas Yisrael, Losisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, where the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Rambam Shita that Losisnes Achicha Bilvavecha is Dafka. There are Rishonim that learn that Losisnes Achicha Bilvavecha means even in your heart. He's paskening like the Rambam that it's Dafka when it's in your heart, but if you let the person know, even if you hit them, you're not over on Losisnes Achicha Bilvavecha anymore, meaning it is dangerous to harbor hatred when the person doesn't even know that you're an enemy and doesn't know to really protect himself from it. Plus, the Rishonim also speak out, and the Achronim in their Pshat and the Rishonim, that when you hold in anger, when you suppress the anger, it's actually going to build until at one point it's going to get so intense that it's going to come out in a much more violent way. Actually, hitting somebody is a different Isser, the love of Pen Yosef and Lo Yosef. Next is the Mitzvahs Tochacha. We're accustomed to the Mitzvahs Tochacha when someone does an Avera, which is discussed later in Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah Berurah here brings down what the Rambam and Ramban count as the Mitzvah Tochacha. The Ramban learns it as Pashup, Shat, and Pasik. If someone hurts your feelings, rather than walking around feeling upset at them, what you're supposed to do is find the right opportunity to discuss it with them and give them the opportunity to apologize or explain themselves. Even there, the halacha is that it's supposed to be baseser. There's lo sisal of chet. You're not supposed to do it in a way that the person will be embarrassed in front of others. It's supposed to be done gently in a way that he understands that you really are willing to hear him out. The next is the iser of being ma'ana almonis in yesomim, where even in a case where if someone else did something, you would have the right to deprive them of something. You would have the right to take them out of a class, take them out of a school, for example. The halach is an almona and a yosim. You have to go and put yourself out for them in a way that you treat them even better than what they are deserving of, simply because they're more sensitive. The definition of a yosim is until he is old enough to take care of himself. Next, the law of Lo Selech Rachel Ba'amecha, the Yisra of Rechilis, of telling a person something that will get him upset at another human being, or telling a third person something where if it gets back to one other person, he's going to be upset at a third person. As well as the Kal V'chomer, he's paskening like the Rambam, that the law of Lo Selech Rachel includes Lashon Hara B'Kal V'chomer. Lashon Hara is to say anything negative about someone where it's not L'Toeles. And of course, Motzi Shemra, where what you're saying is false, is not true or not accurate. If it is true and accurate, then it's Lashon Hara. Otherwise, it's Motzi Shemra. And in addition to that, there's another category that's also, and that's Dibur Hamazik, saying something that can make a person eventually lose money, or when word gets out, he's going to be hurt. The Mishtabura sends you, in the case of all of these halachas, Rechilas, Lashon Hara, Motzi Shemra, and Dibur Hamazik, he sends you to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, where he discusses this at length. The law of Loyiyek HaKorach V'Chadoso, it is also to be Machzik B'Machlokas. If there's a Machlokas in the city, don't join forces with either side. Don't get involved. The Isser of Nakama and Netira, where if someone refuses to do you a favor, it is usur for you then to go and do the same thing, deprive them of a favor. Or similarly, you're not to go and harbor the hatred, in which case, when they later ask you for the same favor, you'll tell them, I'm not like you. Then there's the mitzvah of vidui, which is the mitzvah of hisvadu, the mitzvah of tshuva. Whenever a person is over an avera, he has to make sure that he verbalizes his vidui along with everything that goes, that's included in vidui in the halachas of tshuva. Another halacha, which is achila derech zolol v'sove, that is the lav of lo sochlo al adam, and according to the Ramban, it's a bitl of the mitzvah saseh of kadoshim tiyu. You're not supposed to eat and eat and eat for the sake of enjoying your food. Kadoshim tiyu. Everything is supposed to be measured out. You're supposed to be eating in a moderate way. Next, al yotzi davar maguna mipiv. There's an issur d'rabbanan of saying something that is off color, some using words that you should not. The next thing is the lav of lifnei iver lo sitein michshol etza sheino hagenes. When you're giving somebody advice, and that includes, in the case of offering a shidduch, offering some kind of business setup, you are not to go and try to push something or advise someone in a direction that is not for his best or not what he really wants, especially if it is to your benefit. It is usur leitzanis. It is usur to walk around making leitzanis of things. Being a letz is usur. Chanufa is usur. Mishtabur brings in the lav of lo sachnifu, the lav of chanufa, which is that you're willing to overlook a person's doing averis and praise him for the sake of some kind of benefit, or even because you're afraid of the person, where you go and praise him even though he's not praiseworthy, he's a bal avera. The Mishnah Berurah paskins like Tosfos that b'makom sakana it is mutter, although Rabbeinu Yonah says that chanufa could be considered yehoreg val yaver based on the Gemara, the Mishnah with Agrippa as the Mishnah in Sota. Further, the iser of sheker, there's a mitzvah of being misrachik min hasheker in any way possible. It's not just an iser of lying. You're not supposed to do anything that will mislead another human being, although you're not actually lying. This is midvar sheker tirchak. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that it is only mutter to lie for the sake of peace, or the three things in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. The mitzvah b'tzedek tishpor amisecha, which is to judge people fairly, not to be swift to jump to conclusions and be critical of everybody and everything. But what you do is really try to figure out on the basis of who this person is and the way he generally behaves, is this something that is really appropriate for him? And if it's not, then you've got to go and try and understand why it is that he either didn't do it, although it seems that he did, or why, under the circumstances, he was right for doing what he did. V'dibarta bam, the Gemara says, the Mishnah Berurah learns, or the Chafetz Chaim learns, that it's an asmachta, v'dibarta bam v'lo bidvarim b'teilim. It is usher to speak sichas chulin unless there's really a need for it, unless it's really l'toelis. And then the mitzvah of alachta bedrachav, and here the Mishnah Berurah brings pretty much the Rambam's hagdara of the mitzvah of alachta bedrachav, which is the mitzvah of working on your midas. Mahu af'ata, you're supposed to turn into a chanun and a rachum, and in all of your midas, you're supposed to go and perfect them and try to become more and more like Hashem. Now we go back to the Shulchan Aruch. V'yisa v'yitein be'emuna. And a person should do business with integrity. So there we saw all the midas. V'yisa her, when a person does business, he should be careful. Melahaskir shem shamayim levatala. People will take an oath. People will, in order to drive a point across, will say, oh, I swear. You should be very careful not to use the Shem Shemayim in vain. Shebechol makom she'askaras Hashem mitzuya, wherever the Shem Shemayim is common, misa mitzuya, chalila. The yizar milishava afilu be'emes. One should avoid swearing, even though he's telling the truth. She'elef hayaras hoyu liyanei amelach v'kulam nechru b'shvil shoshoyu nishboim shvuas af al pi shoyu mekaimim osam. Even though one fulfills the shvua, nevertheless, simply cheapening Hashem's name and trying to incorporate that into whatever statement you're making, using the Shem Shemayim as proof that you really mean it, is on a certain level a zilzul, and it's also a dangerous thing because you may not be Mekayim, and therefore it is considered wrong to do it, and a sakana. V'yizarim elishtatef imakusim. One should be careful not to take as a business partner a non-Jew. Shemi yischayev lo shvua, in case he will have to swear to you in court. V'over mishum lo yishama al picha. He's going to swear in the name of whatever his deity is, whatever it is that he believes in. He's going to end up taking a shvua in the name of his avodah zara. You will have been the cause of it, and that shem avodah, the halacha of shem avodah alilim, lo yishama al picha. Hashem elohim acherim lo yisham al picha. Hagah v'yesh makilim basi yeshutvis imakusim bizman hazeh. The Ramah says that there are those who are lenient and say that when you're dealing with Christians who are the goyim that are mitzuyim in the days of the Ramah, that there we would not have to worry about shem elohim acherim lo yisham al picha. Mishum shenakusim bizman hazeh nishmaram b'avodah zarah. Because when they swear, they don't swear to their alil, they don't swear to their avodah zarah. But instead, even though they mention its name, what they do is they put another name together with the Shem Shemayim. Meaning, essentially, they believe in the Creator of heaven and earth, they believe in the Borei Olam, but they've added something, they've added someone to him. And that is not considered idolatry for a goy. The Ramah is claiming that Ben Noach, a goy, does not have the issur of Einod Milvado. All they have is an issur of Avodah Zarah. Once they believe in Hashem, the fact that they want to add to him is not an issur for a non-Jew, it's only an issur for a Jew. And therefore, by him swearing, you're not causing him to mention an Avodah Zarah. To do business with them, not as a partner. Everyone holds that that is permissible. The Isser of Shem Elohim Achem Leisham Al Picha, which says not to take a non-Jew or an idolater as a business partner, is only when you take him as a business partner. But Chazal never asked doing business with a non-Jew out of fear that eventually it's going to lead to a Shavua. When you're dealing with a business partner, the odds are one day or another it will lead to that. Not when you're dealing with someone that you just happen to be doing business with. Below Yom Chageim, as long as it's not the day of their festival, because we're afraid that if you do business with them on the day of their festival, then they accredit their deity with it and they will thank him for it. So as far as the halacha goes, the Ramah is makel, although there are others that are cholik on him, the Ramah is makel and says that we do not consider Christianity as avodah zorah for a non-Jew. For a Jew it is because of Ein Od Nolado, but for a non-Jew, therefore there's no lifnei iver, and there's also no iser of shem alim achem lo yisham al picha, since essentially the one they're swearing to is the creator of heaven and earth.